Welcome to the Gurr in Fangirl podcast, a podcast where we discuss pop culture and fandom. Each episode, we talk with celebrities, fans, and creators about their work in the media that inspires them. Now here's your host, the creator of The Squee Project, filmmaker, fangirl, and feminist, Hansi Oppenheimer.
Hey, it's Hansi. And this week I'm talking with writer, actor, producer, and director Amber Benson. I interviewed her this week for the documentary I'm producing on Jo Lansdale and asked if she'd chat a little bit about horror for the podcast. I'm a huge fan of her work both on the screen and the page. She's currently writing a mystery series for the Hallmark Channel and a pilot for the series based on her books, The Witches of Echo Park. So here she is. We love Amber Benson. So, do you have a couple extra minutes, or are you on a...
Yeah.
Okay. So,
yeah,
I'm doing this. So, I wanted to ask you a little bit about, because I'm doing a podcast. Right now, I'm doing conversations with women about horror. Do you want to do a couple Ooh. Questions for that?
Sure.
Okay. Changing gears here. So you're in a kind of position, because would you consider your books horror or... supernatural, at least.
Yeah, I think I like blood, and I like corpses. So I like to layer my supernatural work with those things. I said before, when we were talking about Jo Lansdale and plotting, I want to imbue my supernatural stuff with like the plotting of more of like a traditional thriller, or I like to keep things moving.
Yeah, I love your I love both your series.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then,
but I always have
a
high body count,
which is fine. I'm a big horror geek, so I love that. And you've been in two of like the best horror shows, right? Supernatural and Buffy. So
totally. I've been so lucky as an actor to be involved in, like, especially like the sort of like tongue-in-cheek horror, the funny horror, which I feel is done so poorly by so many, and so when it's done well, it just transcends.
And that's actually my favorite genre. I love like Evil Dead or Deathgasm.
Yep.
Or, you
yep.
know, I mean, those are my favorite. I love that combination of, it's scary, but it also makes you laugh because it's so ridiculous. So over
yep.
the time. And that's just human nature. Like, when something gets really dark, you're going to make a joke about it. Because the only way to handle it sometimes.
Yeah, you need that release of the tension and the fear and the joke or the absurdity of like seeing like a head roll by, or, Bruce Campbell fighting with himself, which is brilliant. You're just like, oh, I need those moments because otherwise I'm just going to go pee on myself. So,
I don't like the street, like sort of torture porny kind of movies, because I just don't. They're hard for me to watch.
I need a really good plot to go with that. If you're going to do it, you have to have something really amazing. It needs something. Yeah, just straight. The Saw stuff I couldn't watch. I was just like, I don't need to see people being cut in half and eviscerated, and like, I'm okay.
Yeah, I never got through any of them. What are your favorite, horror films? What are some of your favorites?
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm a huge fan of The Shining. I think that is just like the ultimate. It's so good. The story's fantastic. I know Stephen King doesn't love the Kubrick version, but it's just, I love it. I think it's so beautiful and so frightening and upsetting.
Iconic. You walk into like a bar that has like Melissa and Frank's or something, it has that vibe, like, oh my god, You know, there's Lloyd the bartender.
Yep. Let's see. You know, I recently rediscovered Night of the Comet, and it's pretty great.
Okay.
And it's such an interesting feminist sort of, you know, it's like the proto Buffy. In fact, I think Joss was inspired by it. You know, it's the cheerleader who picks up the weapon and beats the crap out of the zombie, you know? It's really good.
I have to rewatch it. Isn't that like an 80s film, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a ridiculous, awesome, just like cream puff of a horror film. I really enjoy it. Jaws is another classic.
Just the ultimate. Yeah. I love that film. I mean, you're all going to die. Like, I just love that.
Yeah.
It's just...
And then I'm such a, like, the psychological thriller is, like, with the mystery and the messed up, like, stuff that Hitchcock does, whether it's Psycho or The Birds or Vertigo. Like, some of those films are just, they're classics. They're brilliant.
Well, again, you know, in a partnership. You know, but because of the times, like nobody really talked about. I mean, his wife was like a master editor, and script he went over with her so that they would be so tight that no one could edit it any other way than the way, you know, he had decided.
Yep. And I just read Rebecca for the first time, and reading the book, you're like, oh wow, that is a dark, messed up, and the film really captures that. Like a good ghost story. I like a good, even though like Rebecca is more of a psychological ghost story than an actual ghost story. Like the sort of power that a personality can have after death. I love stuff like that. You know, Poltergeist is another cool.
Or how do you feel about Crimson Peak?
Love Crimson Peak. What a crazy, weird, bizarre, beautiful, you know, it's flawed. It's definitely flawed, but I really enjoyed it. It's lush. Boy, do you just like want to move into that world. It's so beautiful.
Well, Guillermo del Toro, right? His films are all like Devil's
Backbone.
His films are fantastic. Yeah, they're just so visually beautiful that even if what's happening is terrible, you're still like, I want to be in that because it's beautiful.
Oh my god, Pan's Labyrinth, you're like, I want to live there, but I don't want to live there. It's so horrible.
Like, what is wrong with me? Why would I want to live there?
Yeah, I mean, even like as far as like television, even the first season, I really enjoyed the first season of American Horror Story. It was genuinely scary.
Yeah, Murder House, absolutely. I can't, like, every episode I'd be like, I can't believe they're doing that.
I know. There are very few times I've been scared watching television. I feel like film's the purview of horror and scariness.
But there's so much more now that and so much better now, you know, of like horror genre, you know, and anthology shows. I mean, we're seeing like a resurgence that we haven't seen since the 60s or
70s. No, you're totally right. Black, I think, kicked off that whole return of horror-based anthology.
Yeah, no, and it's great. I'm glad to see it because I missed all those shows, you know. How'd you feel about The Haunting of Hill House?
I really enjoyed it. I thought Mike Flanagan and his partner did an amazing job with that. It was really... What I really enjoyed about it, speaking about like the psychological thriller, like he took an indie drama where you're dealing with the psychology of all these people and all the fucked up family stuff, and then you layer that into a horror film. And I just thought it was, you know, or a horror television show. I thought it was really, really smart and well put together and unsettling and sad. You know, I thought that's a really smart way to do horror for television.
And just, you know, all the individual characters, how they were all trying to cope with, you know, what yeah. had happened or may not have happened, or, you know, it was really interesting.
No,
I'm curious to
really
see how they're going to handle a second season.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, all right. Second season. You got your work.
I think it's
going to
be a different story, right? I think it's going to be like American Horror Story. They're going to handle a different.
Oh, that's good.
Because I don't think they can go anywhere from where they're.
I know. Maybe they'll do another Shirley Jackson short story. That would be amazing.
Oh, the lottery would be interesting.
Oh, my God. I love Shirley Jackson. I just read a biography on her that was fantastic. She was brilliant. Talk about, like, that dark, fucked up, beautiful stuff. She did that, but in a like, New England kind of way, whereas Joe does it, but in a Southern gritty way.
Well, yeah, I mean, right, so the New England, or Stephen King,
mm-hmm.
Joe Hill, you know, or Shirley Jackson, or the Southern Gothic-y. They'll get you to the same place where you're terrified and checking the closet.
Yep. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
What about in terms of, like, women? I mean, you're seeing much more women making horror films these days. Are there any in particular that you've been enjoying? Or
I loved The Babadook. I thought it was freaking amazing. I thought she just knocked it out of the park. You know, there's a really wonderful film festival in Los Angeles called the Etheria Film Festival, and it is women making genre shorts that they then, you know, present all in one evening at the Egyptian Theater. And it's an incredible film festival because there are so many fantastic women who are making stuff, and they're not getting the same opportunities as men, you know, which is frustrating. But they're still making stuff. Women are still going out there and creating. I'm ready for the year of the woman to really kick into high gear so that we have more women making stuff.
And then more of it being seen and promoted and distributed.
So much of it
you're kind of half-assed, like they, you know, but there's a lot more of us out there doing it. So funny because I just watched The Ranger, and I hadn't heard anything about it. So
no.
I came into it completely blind to what it was going to be. And so I think that was actually really good because, you know, sometimes, you know, trailers ruin a movie for you.
Yes.
So with the opening and everything, I was like, I don't know where this is going. Werewolves, what's The Ranger? and so I reached out to Jen Wexler on Twitter, and I was like, I really loved your film. And she actually had her on the podcast last week because I was like, come and talk to me about it. It was really interesting. And
you know, she starred in a perennial horror awesome film. What is it, Teeth?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Am I crazy? Yeah. My brain. I'm getting old. I can't remember. Yeah.
Huh.
Which is like a fantastic, messed up.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that film, but I didn't watch it.
It's really dark and interesting. She's great. You know what else I really enjoyed was Raw, which was a woman also.
Yeah. 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 Well, that French horror wave is really extreme, but really interesting.
Totally.
Yeah, so we're getting some, you know, seeing some more women in the horror. And I think, too, it's also, like, you know, because of genre stuff, you know, you see more women than, like, maybe in the big blockbuster stuff. You know, we get more chances to do the genre stuff than...
Yeah. I think Karen Kusama is doing awesome stuff.
Yes, absolutely. I still love Jennifer's Body. I think that's a great film.
I loved that movie. I thought it was great. The end was fantastic. You're just like, wait, what? Oh, my God. No, that is a fantastic movie that is totally underrated.
And of course, the Saska sisters, they just got, I think they just made a deal with Cronenberg to work with him, which is amazing. So that'll give them a lot more opportunities.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed American Mary. That was really fun. I think,
Did you see Prevenge?
I have not seen that.
But so it's Alice Lowe, who, I forget who her husband's or partner's name is, but he's done Sightseers and Kill List. And so she wrote and directed and starred in Prevenge, and it's really good.
Yeah, I want to see it. I just the conceit is great.
I mean, it's you know, and like Get Out and everything. Like, we need to see stories from other people's viewpoints. Like, the representation and diversity in horror is really, it's really exciting to see that.
Yeah, because it's been sorely lacking.
Yeah, I mean, we're tired of white men's stories, you know, for the most part. You know, unless there's Joe Lansdale or somebody really good at it.
Yeah.
But just in general, you know.
Yeah.
So any recs for horror you would suggest people see or I should see?
Well, if you like the good old campy stuff, I definitely recommend you check out Sleepaway Camp, because that is quite a doozy.
Oh, Sleepaway Camp. I love Melissa Rose.
Oh my gosh. And then Evil Dead 2 is a classic.
Sure.
If someone has not come across that, they really need to do themselves a favor and watch that. He's incredible. What an incredible performance.
So on the podcast before, I've had Dana DiLorenzo and then I had Melissa Rose. So yeah, we're the same ballpark here, you know.
Yeah. I would rewatch The Night of the Comet.
Yeah, that I have to rewatch. I haven't seen that probably in 20 years, so I'll have to look that up. I didn't realize it was sort of a feminist protagonist. So
two ladies lead the charge. It's awesome.
Oh, that's nice to see. Yeah. And believe me, we're going to be seeing a lot of that in real life in the next year or so.
God, I hope.
I know. Please. It's really dispiriting, isn't it? It's just...
Yeah. It's awful. Yeah. It's really depressing.
Yeah. Sorry to bring it up, but...
I mean, it is the world we live in, so...
Yeah. We just, you know, need to organize, because there is a lot of us, and... We don't have to take this shit anymore.
No, more of us than them.
Yep, supermajority.
Yep, get our butts in gear.
Yeah, I think we can do that. I'm ready to, you know,
get out there with my
warrior yell. And
we need it.
Do you have any projects that you want to promote or let people know you're doing right now? And
Well, I'm getting ready to write the pilot for my Witches of Echo Park series. We're going to be...
Oh, you're going to do a series!
Yeah, yay. So fingers crossed that we they like what we turn in. And then, let's see, what else is going on? That's like the main thing. And then I've been working on these Hallmark Channel mysteries called the Morning Show Mysteries. And so that's been really fun getting to write Hallmark Channel mysteries.
Are they out yet, or are they still in production?
Yeah. Starring Holly Robinson Pete and Rick Fox. I think I'm working on the seventh one. So
that they can be seen if I check the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah, you will find them.
Oh, awesome. I will immediately watch those. Awesome. But I'm really excited. Witches of Echo Park, you have a series. That's going to be a great series.
Oh my gosh. It's such a long process. You know, you write the pilot, and then if people like it, you do the next thing. And that, you know, so it's a long road ahead of us, but I would love for it to actually happen properly. So we've got everything crossed.
Yeah. Cool.
We keep moving forward.
Yeah. I know Happ and Leonard took like 7 years to,
always such a long process.
Yeah. It's crazy. But if there's anything I can do to promote or help or petition or, you know.
Thank you.
Anything, you know, I'd love to see that. I think that'd make a great show.
Thank you. Yeah, me too. I would love for it to happen. So we can need more women, more strong, powerful women, diverse women. Age is, you know, like that's the beauty of the show. It's different ages, different ethnicities, different sexual identities, different gender fluid, like, you know, identities. Like it's really, to me, it's important. We need to see diversity in our world because that then reflects the reality of our world. So.
Right. And everybody should be seeing that this is, you know, this is normal. This is what the normal is, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize it was almost 30 to run.
No, I'll let you go. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you. And let me know when you guys are screening it because I want to come see it at Dell's. That would be awesome.
Okay. Will do.
All right.
Thanks so much, Amber.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Gurr in Fangirl. If you enjoyed our show, be sure to visit our website, www.squeeprojects.com, where you can subscribe to the podcast and our YouTube channel for lots more squee as fuck pop culture content.